Hey there, Rick Singeri of Vermont Edition. Just want you to know this podcast has been edited for brevity. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm Jane Lindholm. Normally, Vermont Public Radio listeners are used to hearing Vermont Edition at this time of day. But today we're going to do something a little bit different. Today, instead of Vermont Edition, we're bringing you a special live version of But Why?, a podcast for curious kids. Vermont Edition has graciously allowed VPR's kids' show to occupy this hour. In case you're outside the age range of about 3 to 11 and you're not deeply familiar with But Why?, we take questions from kids all over the world on anything they're curious about, and my co-producer Melody Baudet and I help find answers. We've been making this program for more than 3 years now, and in that time, we've gotten nearly 5,000 questions from kids in all 50 states and more than 50 countries. And we have made episodes on everything from how babies are made to why flamingos stand on one foot to who invented the idea of a president. Today we're going to focus on an area that perhaps not only kids have questions about, electricity. We've been getting a lot of audio files from kids, like this one from 5-year-old Izzy, who lives in New York.
And my question is, how was electricity made?
How does electricity get made?
How do you make electricity?
My name is Mitchell. I am 5 years old, and I live in California, San Diego. And my question is, how does electricity get made?
You also heard from Jude in Portland, Oregon, and Luke in Chino, California there. And those are just four of the many more questions we've gotten. As many as 80 came in before we even solicited questions for this show. So today we're going to spend the whole hour learning more about how electricity works, how it moves through wires, how it powers TVs and cars and light bulbs, and more. As you'll see, if you look at the Facebook live stream, I'm not alone in the studio. Sitting across from me at the studio table is our guest for the hour. His name is Paul Hines, and he's an electrical engineer and a professor at the University of Vermont. So he thinks a lot about electricity. He even started a company called Packetized Energy. Paul Hines, thank you for being our guide to all things electric today.
I'm really excited to be here. This is a lot of fun.
I'm really excited you're here, too, because I have to admit, I don't totally understand electricity. So let's actually start at the beginning with some of our questions.
Hi, my name is Julie. I'm 8 years old, and I live in Memphis, Tennessee. What is electricity?
My name is Milo. I live in Redlands, California. What is electricity made of?
All right, and here's a question from Axel.
My name is Axel. I'm 5.5 years old. I live in Royal County, Florida. And my question is, where does electricity come from?
All right, but here's one that's phrased slightly differently.
My name is Elijah. I am 7 years old. I come from California, Sacramento. And my question is, who created electricity?
My name is Mason. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Pennsylvania. My question is, how is electric invented?
All right, and here's just one more way to think about it before we get to
you. My name is Ari. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Brooklyn, Massachusetts.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm 6 years old, and I'm from Boston.
Hi, my name is Alina. I am 9 years old. I live in New Jersey. How does electricity work?
All right, there, you got it, Paul. So the questions are, what's electricity, where does it come from, and how does it actually work?
Well, the amazing thing about electricity is that no one invented it. Electricity is everywhere. Electricity is just the flow of electrons. And electrons are one of the basic building blocks of the universe. So everything that we're working with, this balloon and everything I've got here, all of these things are made of three basic particles, neutrons, protons, and electrons. And whenever those electrons start moving, that's electricity.
All right. So whenever these pieces are moving, that's what electricity is. So you said nobody invented it. We did have questions about that from Elijah in Sacramento, California, and Mason in Pennsylvania, who wanted to know who invented electricity. So nobody invented electricity.
No one invented electricity. It was really discovered. It was just something that exists. And, you know, honestly, we've always known that electricity is here because lightning. We had a big lightning storm here in Vermont yesterday, and we saw a whole bunch of electricity popping out of the clouds and hitting the ground, and it's loud and it's bright, and all of that loud and bright is energy. And so when electrons flow, that's the flow of energy, just like when you've got fuel pumping into your car, it's a flow of energy. And so electricity is a flow of energy. It's a flow of stuff that we call charge. And so it's just like basically energy moving around.
Okay, energy moving around. I think I understand you, but I am going to ask you this question because, you know, we talk about how we use electricity, how we run it, but you mentioned these things, electrons, neutrons, protons. Here is an elemental question.
My name is Zoe. I am 8 years old. I come from London, England. My question is, what are electrons made of?
So you said electrons, but what are electrons?
That's actually a really great question, and we don't really know. I mean, electrons, as far as we know, aren't really made of anything. They are just a basic building block of the universe, and we know that they move around. We know some things about what they do, but we don't exactly know what they are. They're just things that have charge, and so, yeah, they exist everywhere, but we're not quite sure exactly what they are.
Well, that's not helpful.
It's a great question because it's a question that scientists haven't actually completely resolved yet.
But it's sort of fundamental to the Earth and to who we are and to being alive is that, that, you know, these are just things that are out there. It's part of what makes the world the way it is.
Everything runs. Electricity is everywhere. And without electrons, we wouldn't exist.
All right. So speaking of electricity being everywhere, some of our listeners have noticed that and they're curious about it.
My name is Max and I'm from San Francisco and I'm 4 years old. Where does static electricity come from?
I'm Candy. I'm 5 years old. I live in Malaysia. And my question is, why sometimes when I touch my mommy, I get the feeling of electric shock?
I'm Alden from Wisconsin and I am 10 years old. And my question is, why do we get static shocks when we touch people on like the slide or a carpet?
All right. So you said electricity is everywhere. And, you know, a lot of us have noticed that sometimes when we touch people, especially if we've been walking around on the carpet, it's like, ow. So what is static electricity?
So static electricity is just when there's more electrons than protons in something. And so I've got this balloon here. Maybe you can hear it. I'm going to rub it on my head. So when I rub this balloon on my head, it starts to build up.
Your hair is sticking up,
my
Paul.
My hair is sticking up. And what's happening is that the electrons moved between my head and the balloon. And so now electrons and protons kind of like to be together. They're good friends. They want to match up with one another. And so if there's not a good balance between the electrons and the protons, they'll try to like jump between one another. And actually, this is what happens with lightning. So the clouds rub on the Earth's surface a little bit, just like the balloon is rubbing on my head. And as a result, the electrons build up in the clouds and they want to jump back to the Earth. And so that jumping of electricity is actually static electricity moving between one place and another. You don't really feel static electricity until it moves. When you get that little shock, that's when the static electricity is moving between one place and another. But it's always there's little imbalances between the electrons and the protons, and when they move, you feel it.
So when your hair is trying to get back to the balloon, your hair is sort of sticking up, trying to like reach out to the balloon, that's because it's trying to jump. It's trying to get that charge.
Yeah, because there's more electrons than protons in the balloon in my head. And so they want to kind of match up with their friends again. And so they're attracted to one another. They're pulling against to get back home.
And so when I touch somebody, whether I'm doing it by mistake or doing it to be a little bit sneaky and mischievous, to touch them to give them that shock, and then there's that shock, then the charge is dissipated. Where did it go?
So the charges basically go back home. They go back to their places. So all atoms have a balance, or normal atoms have a balance between these protons, the positive charges, and electrons, the negative charges. And so when you rub things together, sometimes that a balance gets messed up. But then when the shock happens, the balance kind of goes back to normal. And so they basically, they go back home.
Okay. All right. So now that we know a little bit, and we're going to continue talking about this, but a little bit about how electricity is sort of out there in the world, let's talk a little bit about how it's generated.
My name is Finn. I am 5 years old, and I live in West Reading, Pennsylvania.
Hi, my name is Gus. I am 6 years old. I live in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hi, my name is Liam, and I live in Hoquiam.
My name is Reed. I'm 5 years old. I live in Laguna Niguel,
California.
Hello, my name is Sophia. I'm 5 years old. I live in Tustin, California.
Hello, my name is Ruby. I am 5 years old. I come from Naperville, Illinois. My question is, how does the electricity get made before it goes to your house?
And Paul, before we have you answer how electricity is made, let's go to Will, who's calling in from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hi, Will.
Hi.
Hi. You have a question about electricity?
Yeah.
Go for it. Tell us what it is.
My name is Will, and I'm 5 years old. And my question is, how is electricity made?
Will, great question. Okay, so everybody's wondering, how is electricity made? Now, we know that it's out there in the world, but we also make a lot of electricity because we need it for a lot of things. So how is electricity made, Paul Hines?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Will and Ruby and everyone, all these kids have really great questions. So how electricity – what's interesting about saying electricity isn't really made because it's always exists in everything, just like we talked about. It's just that we have certain ways that we figured out how to get it to move in the right directions. And so the way that we do it is by combinations of wires and magnets. So I got two magnets here. And when they're attracted together, they snap. You can kind of hear it.
Because they pull together. They want to be really good friends.
Yeah. But one of the really amazing things about magnets is that when you move a magnet across a wire, the electricity in that wire starts to move. So the electrons, particularly if it's copper, so coppers are basically – it holds on to its electrons very loosely. And so they like to move around a lot. And so if I start moving these magnets on a wire, the electricity moves. The electrons start to move. And so if I connect a light bulb to that wire when I'm moving the magnet around, I can actually see it work. I can see the light turn on. And so what's really cool about that is that we can use that idea of moving magnets around wires or moving the wires across a magnet and get the electricity to flow. And so if you go to a big power plant like a hydro station where the water's rushing through and it's turning a giant turbine, all that's really happening is that you're turning a bunch of wires past magnets. And as a result, the electricity starts to flow and we can run our radios and TV stations and radio stations. It's great.
Wait, so Paul, you're telling me that we don't ever actually make electricity. All the electricity that's out there is already out there in the world and we're just sort of harnessing it, but we're not making it?
That's it. The electricity is always there. All we get to do is move it around in ways that are useful for us. And so, yeah.
So what when we say like, oh, we've got a big power plant here and it's a nuclear power plant, or we have solar panels, or we're harnessing the power of the river to make electricity, what is happening?
Well, if you think about let's think about water. So when you turn on the tap, the water system isn't actually making water. All it's doing is just moving water like from the lake up to a storage tank and then down to your house. And then it moves through the drain and back through the system. It's the same way with electricity. So that power plant, nuclear or hydro or wind or solar, whatever it is, all it's doing is using one form of energy to pump that electricity around, just like we would pump water around into our homes.
So when we talk about what we use to make the electricity, we do talk about power plants sometimes. We talk about the sun.
Yep.
We talk about wind. We
yep.
talk about water. Alex, who's 5 and lives in Greensboro, North Carolina, wants to know, why don't we harvest electricity to run things like our cars and our batteries and our houses? So why not? Why not use the lightning?
Yeah. I mean,
sorry, did I say electricity? I meant electricity from lightning.
Oh, why not use lightning? Lightning is amazing. There is a ton of electricity inside of lightning. And when it moves incredibly fast and it makes a lot of light and a lot of sound. But it disappears all really fast. And so, you know, way less than a second, it's gone. And so lightning, it's just like this enormous burst of energy that disappears super duper fast. And it's like an explosion. It's really hard to take an a big explosion and turn it into anything useful. We really need to figure out how to move electricity around more slowly in order to make it useful.
Let's go to Ari, who's calling in from Brookline, Massachusetts. Hi, Ari. How old are you?
7. And my question is, how does electricity on my electric fence make the squirrels grab on?
Wait, so are squirrels grabbing on to your electric fence, Ari?
Yeah, they are. And they can't let go unless we turn it off.
Oh, I see. All right. So what about that, Paul?
Oh, that's a great question. So squirrels will probably they're not necessarily attracted to the electric fence, but squirrels are just jumpy. They love to move around. We've got squirrels in our backyard, and our cat loves to chase them. So they move around. Sometimes they might grab onto your electric fence probably by accident. But what's interesting is that your body runs on electricity too. So if you grabbed onto the electric fence, which you should not do, absolutely, then your muscles in your hands would tighten up because your muscles run on electricity. The electric signals from your brain actually tell your muscles to tense up and make a fist. And so so the squirrel has the same things that we've got in our body. There's electricity inside the squirrel. And so when that grabs that electric fence, the squirrel's muscles get confused, and it might grab on to that wire and get stuck there. And so it's that the idea that the body runs on electricity, which is interesting.
We have electricity in our blood.
We do. Well, it runs through other parts of your body, but yeah, absolutely, in your blood too.
So you've been talking about movement. Let me play for you a few questions that we have about how electricity moves from one place to another.
Hi, my name is Isaiah, and I'm from Menlo Park, California, and I'm 5 years old. My question is, how does electric travel?
I'm Cousin M. I'm 4 years old. I live in Shoreham, Vermont. And my question is, how does electricity move?
Hello, I am Tycho, age of 6. I live in California. And my question is, how does electricity flow?
So, Paul, you mentioned that you can use a magnet on a wire and you can move the electricity, but we're moving electricity over many, 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 many miles in a lot of cases. So how do we make it move?
Yeah, electricity always we'd like to stay at rest. You know, the electricity in balloon doesn't really want to jump into my head. but if I rub it enough, it'll have to move. But it moves when there's basically a force pushing on it. So when I rub the balloon on my head, there's so much energy that kind of got moved between one place and another. All those electrons want to move back home, and so they start to jump eventually. And that's the same thing that happens with lightning. So the clouds are rubbed across the sky, the earth, and then they eventually want to jump. And so this idea of like giving the electrons extra energy and then they want to jump is kind of like the same way we pump water uphill and it wants to go back down the hill.
This is But Why, a podcast for curious kids. And today we're on Vermont Public Radio talking about electricity. And we're taking questions from kids all over the world. We have University of Vermont electrical engineering professor and entrepreneur Paul Hines with us, helping to explain how electricity works and what it's made of, how it gets into our TVs and cars and batteries. So we've talked a little bit about what electricity is, how it moves, how humans don't really make it, but we kind of harness it. But how does electricity actually power things like a phone or a TV or a toaster or a refrigerator?
Hi, my name is Rory. I am 8 years old. I live in Dublin, Ireland, and I want to know, how does electricity power up TVs and smartphones?
My name is Vivian. I live in Pennsylvania. I am 5 years old. How does electricity power up all of the electrical things in our house?
I'm Sam, and I'm 7. I live in Sydney, Australia. And my question is, how does electricity power stuff?
And Annie is even more specific.
My name is Annie. I'm 4 years old. I live in Colleyville, Texas. Why does electricity control TVs?
And let's go to Vaughn, who's calling in from Montpelier, Vermont, on this question. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, my name is Vaughn. I live in Montpelier, Vermont. I'm 9 3/4. And my question is, how does electricity power a TV?
Vaughn, great question, and you're joining all these other kids from around the world who are wondering the same thing. So, Paul Hines, how does electricity power our TVs and stuff like that?
Yeah, Vaughn and everybody, these are great. So electricity is really interesting because it only moves when you make it into a circle, when you close a circuit. So when you plug your TV in and you turn the TV on, your TV will basically close a circuit, make a circle for that electricity, and the electricity will start moving around. And then what your TV does, let's talk about the TV in particular. So the TV, your TV screen is made up of all sorts of little teeny tiny lights, red lights and green lights and blue lights, and your TV takes the electricity and chooses which lights to turn on based on what's happening on the show. And it's doing it really, really fast. So it's constantly changing millions of little tiny lights in order so that you can see pictures. It's probably also putting a little bit of sound. So on your phone, it says the same idea. All these little teeny tiny light bulbs called LEDs are turning on and off to show the image. But they're also producing some sound. And the way the sound moves is that the electricity moves back and forth really, really fast across a speaker, or at least basically just a plate, and that moves the air. And by moving the air back and forth really, really fast, we get sound out of things.
All right. And listeners, if you have not heard our episode about how podcasts are made, you might want to go listen to that, because we actually talk in that episode a lot about how sound works and how sound travels, and also how we get sound waves that are doing what Paul just described and then hear them as voices or music or other sounds. So let's go to Hazel, who's calling in from Bayfield, Wisconsin. Hi, Hazel.
Hi, I'm 7 years old, and my question is, how do they get the electricity to charge iPads?
Hazel, great question. Before we get an answer, we're going to go to Rosalie in Denver, Colorado. Hi, Rosalie.
My name is Rosalie. I'm 5 years old, and my question is, how does electric power devices like tablets and phones?
Rosalie, good question. You and Hazel have a great question there, and we're going to pair it with this question that we have on tape.
Hi, Bawai. I'm Grace. I'm 10 years old and live in Medford, Oregon. My question is, how, when you plug in a phone with a battery, how does it charge your phone? Thank you.
Okay, so Paul, what all of these kids are asking about is how does electricity charge something that doesn't necessarily have a plug attached to it? So our tablets, we charge them up, but then we can take them somewhere. Same with our phones, same with some other things, and same with things that use batteries. They're running on power, but it's not plugged in. It's not traveling in that way that you talked about with wires.
Yep. So I've actually got some batteries here. So all of these things, iPads and phones and even like a portable TV, all these things run on batteries. So your laptop computer, for example. And so I've got a couple of batteries here, and I've got a little circuit that creates some sound. You can kind of hear it there. And so what's happening when you charge the batteries is that a lot of batteries that you use are made out of an atom called lithium. And lithium has an extra electron in it. And so what happens with that extra electron is actually it can move back and forth really easy. And it can grab an extra one if it needs to, or it can lose its electron without too much trouble. And as a result, it's a good way to store electricity. And so you can basically add some electrons to it or take some electrons away. And so batteries are – what will happen is that you take the electricity from the wall socket and it stores it up in that battery so that it can be used later. And I can do things like, turn on my little speaker.
Well, okay. So you used a word that I'm going to help you explain or have you help explain to us. So here's a question from Sammy, who lives in Manchester, Vermont.
And my question is – how do circuits work?
You said, I have a circuit, and I'm going to, turn it on, and I'm going to get this sound to play. But what is a circuit?
So a circuit is just – it comes from the same word that we use for circle. So a circuit is just a circle of electricity. And when electricity will only flow if there's a circle of some sort. And so, even the electricity in a lightning, when it moves over the earth, it builds up the electricity from the earth and then it comes back down to the earth. It's going around in a circle. And so your battery is a part of a circle, and you can only get the electricity out of the battery if you connect it in a little circle. And so in my circuit here, I've got the batteries are connected through a switch and then through a speaker and back to the batteries. And so it's only when that circuit is closed, when I close the switch, that the electricity can flow. So a circuit just means circle.
Okay, so a circuit means circle, but it has to be closed in order for the electricity to flow and to do something like turn on.
Yep. If I break it, if I open it up, I take a part out, it won't flow.
All right, so I have three related questions for you here. So here's the first.
Hi, my name is Ivan. I live in Farmington, Connecticut. How do electric plugs work?
All right, so electric plugs, but then here's a question from Max.
My name is Max, and I'm 3 years old. And I'm from Georgia, and what my question is, how do lights turn on when somebody flips the switch?
And then here's one from Abigail.
I live in St. Louis, Missouri, and I am 8 years old. My question is, I know you need electrons to make electricity, but where do the electrons come from when the electricity is on, and where do they go when it's off? Do they stop in the cord, or do they keep going?
So I played all of those together because you were talking about a circuit and you need the circle to be connected for the electricity to move and to power something. So we have that question about, how do electric plugs work? And then how do you actually, because sometimes you might have a lamp plugged in, but the light's not on until you turn on the switch or turn it off. And then where is that electricity going once you unplug or turn the switch off?
So it goes back to the idea that electricity is everywhere all the time. It's just that we can't make any good use of it until we make a circuit, until we make it into a circle. And so with the plugs, for example, when you plug a fan in your house, you plug it in and you turn it on, that closes that circuit. And so the electricity comes in one side and goes out the other side. And so the plug is just a way to make a circle or a circuit. The light switch is pretty much the same. And so the light switch is a little lever that you can turn on and off. And so when I turn the lever on, it makes the circle, it closes the circuit, and the electricity flows through the light bulb. When I turn the light switch off, it opens the circuit. And so now all the electricity is stuck. Now, the electricity didn't actually disappear. It's still there. It's still stored up in those wires. So there's still electricity in those wires. It just can't move anywhere. It's stuck.
So is it building up behind the wire, but it doesn't explode when we plug something in or turn something on?
No, we've designed the system to be really safe so that it would only if it is true, if you get two wires really, really close together, they'll jump. And so that's dangerous. So you want to make sure you work safely with electricity. But the system is designed really well. So we keep the electricity apart so that it doesn't jump or explode.
Let's go to Gwendolyn, who's calling in from Queechy, Vermont. Hi, Gwendolyn. How old are you? Hi, Gwendolyn. Do you hear me? Are you there? All right, so we don't have Gwendolyn. We're going to take a quick break because we're listening to this special live hour of But Why? It's VPR's podcast for curious kids. And we are tackling a really complicated, well, I think it's complicated subject today. Maybe all of this makes total sense to you, but I find it fascinating. We're talking with Paul Hines. He's an electrical engineer, and he's helping us understand electricity. So we were trying to talk to Gwendolyn from Queechy, Vermont, and I think we have her back on the line. Hi, Gwendolyn. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. What's your question?
My question is, how do the streetlights turn on?
Good question. Paul Hines, how do streetlights turn on?
Streetlights are really very similar to the lights you have in your house. There's a switch, and the switch turns on. Now, some of the streetlights are actually kind of smart. So they are smart enough to figure out that you only need the streetlights on when it's dark out. And so what the utility will do is they'll actually put a little sensor that on there that measures the amount of light. And so when it gets dark out, the streetlight will basically throw a little switch automatically and make a circuit or a circle, and the electricity will flow through those light bulbs and turn the lights on.
Cool. All right. So it seems like when we need electricity, what we've been learning is it's there. It's already there for us, where our houses are wired, our tablets have plugs, or they have batteries.
Yep.
But it's really fast. Here are a couple questions about speed.
My name is Nathan. I am 6 years old, and I live in Riverview, Florida.
My name is Lucas. I am Nathan's twin brother. So, and my question is, how could electricity go faster than a man could run?
Hello, my name is Rowan. I live in Colleyville, Texas, and I'm 6.5 years old. And my question is, why does electricity move super, uber fast?
All right, so we had twins asking about how fast electricity goes and Rowan asking about how fast electricity can move.
That's a really great question. So electricity is amazingly fast. Electricity moves almost at the speed of light. And light can move so fast that it can get like from here all the way to the sun in like 8 minutes. So incredibly fast. So electricity does that basically by waves and all sorts of stuff. Honestly, I don't know all the details of how it works. It just moves incredibly fast.
Is it faster than the speed of light?
It is a little bit slower than the speed of light.
Okay. All right. So at least we've got that. Let's go to Flora, who's calling in from Los Angeles, California. Hey, Flora.
Hi.
What is your question?
So I have two questions. One is, how was solar power invented? And the second one is, where does the power for electric cars come from and how do they charge?
Flora, thanks for those awesome questions. So the first one is, how did we figure out solar power?
Yeah, solar power is pretty cool. So we've actually known that solar power is useful since the beginning of time. And so people realize that they can put stuff out in the sun and it heats up since the very, very beginning of people. And so solars have always been useful. It was actually the solar panel that you see on people's homes and in the fields was invented about 100 years ago. And we realized that if electricity hits certain types of materials, the electrons start to move. And it's kind of like the opposite of a light bulb. So a light bulb, when electricity moves, it produces light. We basically figured out how to turn that process in reverse. And so the light hits this certain type of material and the electricity moves. And so solar panels are basically lots of little substances that are made so that the electricity will start to move if the light hits them.
Now, when we have solar panels on people's houses, those are sort of like small electrical generation plants.
Yep.
And then they have to move maybe
yep.
through the wires either to the house or
yep.
to a bigger plant where they get distributed to other houses and other people's places. Is that right?
Yeah. Most solar plants are actually connected into the grid. And so if you have solar panels on your roof, they're making electricity and putting them into the grid in the same way that, giant solar fields that take up miles across and that are increasingly. So they're all the same thing. That's all going into this grid. Some of that electricity will get used in their house, but some of it will actually go onto the main grid and used by everybody.
So Flora's other question was about electric vehicles, but we have other questions to pair with that. Here they are.
My name is Yum. I'm 5 years old, and I live in El Paso, Texas. My question is, why do so many cars use gas and not electricity?
My name is Sam. I'm 4 years old. I live in Santa Clara, California, and my question is, why do people have electric cars?
All right, so electric cars, some people have them, some people don't. We're seeing more of them now. What's the deal? And how do they get their power?
So first of all, electric cars are really cool. And people actually have been known how to make electric cars for almost 100 years, almost the beginning of the car, because we knew how to make motors that use electricity to move. The thing is that we just discovered oil. That was a pretty good way to store energy in large quantities. And so in order to then use it for a car, you need to use a combustion engine. So you burn the oil and then turn that into motion. Electricity uses batteries to store the electric cars use batteries to store the electricity, just like the batteries I've got in my little circuit here. And those were more expensive than using oil and combustion engines for a long time. So it's only just in the last few years that electric cars have become cheap enough and affordable enough that lots of people can afford them. So I'm actually really excited about electric cars because now they're affordable and it actually can be a more affordable way to drive. And it's cleaner. They don't burn lots of nasty fuel and put it into the air.
Yeah. Can you talk just briefly about that? Sometimes we do hear things like dirty power or clean power.
Sure.
What's the difference?
So power electricity is amazing because it can basically be produced by almost anything. Lots of different ways that we can produce power. Some of those are cleaner than others. And so wind and solar electricity are a great way to produce electricity because when you produce it, you don't actually burn anything that goes into the air.
So when you say clean, you just mean it's not putting dirty chemicals into the air as much.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We have to do stuff to make every type of electricity. There's always work, and some of that work is harmful to the environment. So we always have to be careful about how we make our electricity. But wind and solar are particularly good ways that we can make electricity, and it's not particularly harmful to the environment.
And when we say renewable energy, that's because wind just keeps coming. We're not going to use it up and have no more wind. Or sunlight, we're not going to use it up and have no more sun. So that's what it means to be renewable. It keeps coming back.
Exactly. So wind and solar and hydro, these are renewable forms because the earth makes it all the time.
Let's go to Sam, who's been waiting on the line from Indianapolis, Indiana. Hi, Sam. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, my name is Sam, and my question is, how can tiny electrons make a whole building work?
Sam, thanks for that question. I mean, it is amazing, Paul Hines, when you think about, tiny electrons or even like tiny little devices that then light up a whole building. And sometimes these buildings are enormous. How in the world does that happen?
It is really, really amazing. And it's just because there are so many electrons. I mean, there are millions of electrons, even in the tiniest speck of dust. And so when you get, a giant hydro plant producing electricity, it's just moving an unfathomable number, like gazillions of electrons are moving around. And because of that, gazillions of electrons are moving through a building. And as a result, you get the building is able to light up. You're able to light up the building. You're able to heat it and cool it and charge the cars that are connected. And so it's just because we're moving, gazillions of electrons.
All right. Okay. So we haven't talked about light bulbs, and I want to talk about light bulbs. Here's a question first from Mac.
Why? How does light bulbs light up?
Hi, my name is Sam.
My name is Nico, and I'm 7 years old.
I'm Xander. I'm 6 years old, and I live in Mountain View, California. How is light made from light bulbs?
Hello, my name is Kelly.
My name is Aubrey. I'm 5 years old. I'm from Franklin, Wisconsin. And my question is, how are light bulbs made?
And my name is Lucas, and I'm from Kennesaw, Georgia. And my question is, how do light bulbs work and how do they get so hot?
We also had a question from Zach in Cranbrook, British Columbia, who also wants to know how electricity lights up light bulbs. I mean, light bulbs are pretty cool technology.
Pretty cool. Light is amazing, and we've been trying to figure out, you know, humans have been trying to figure out how to make light since the beginning of time. But we discovered the light bulbs about almost 200 years ago, and the way that old light bulbs were made is that you basically had a piece of paper or a piece of metal, a little teeny tiny thin string of paper and metal, and you ran electricity through it, and then that would grow, you know, get really, really hot. And when things are hot, they produce light. So just like when you've got a fire in your campfire, that fire produces light. And so, you know, the older style light bulbs are basically putting electricity through a little strip of something. And then they put it in a vacuum or get rid of all the oxygen so it doesn't burn up. And then that's a light bulb. Now, newer light bulbs do things more creatively. You actually just new LED light bulbs are very efficient. They don't produce as much heat, which is great because you're not wasting electricity producing all that heat. And so they just turn the electricity directly into light by moving the electrons around in really careful ways.
So before we leave this topic, and I'm sorry we didn't get to all of our questions today, but there is one more piece of this that I want to make sure we talk about, and that's safety. So here are a couple questions about that.
My name is Wyatt, and I'm 4 years old, and I live in Connecticut.
Hi, my name is Colton, and I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and I'm 8 years old, and I'd like to know why electricity is dangerous.
My name is Lily. I live in Hayworth, Illinois, and I'm 6 years old. My question is, how can electricity kill you?
We also heard from Colette, who's 5 and lives in Medford, Oregon, wondering why it hurts when you get shocked by electricity. But Paul, I just want to make sure we don't leave without saying that you need to be careful around electricity.
Absolutely. You should really, really be careful around electricity. Electricity is dangerous for the same reason that driving in a car is dangerous. You're moving really, really fast. And so when you move fast in a car, if that you smash into something, it's going to hurt people. And electricity is moving a lot of energy in the same way a car is moving a lot of energy. And so if you touch it, it's going to move really fast through your body and it can burn you or even do worse things. And so it's basically that flow of electricity. Now, one way that it can hurt is if it actually flows through your heart, it would stop the electrical signals that run your body. And that's really dangerous because that can actually can kill you.
So don't touch power lines. Don't touch plugs. Don't go out in a lightning storm. And just be
Absolutely.
Careful and talk to your adults. I want to give a great big thanks to our guest for today, Paul Hines. Paul, thank you so much for explaining electricity to us.
This is really fun. And thanks to the kids for great questions.
They really did have great questions. We appreciate all of you who listened, who called in, who are watching us on Facebook Live. By the way, Paul Hines is a professor of electrical engineering at the University of Vermont, and his company is called Packetized Energy. If you like what you heard today, you might want to subscribe. We put a new episode out every 2 weeks, and we love getting questions from all of you on any topic. If you're a curious kid and you have a question, have an adult help you record it, and then send a question to questions@butwhykids.org. Today's live show was directed by Jake Rusnak. We had production assistance from Rick Barrett. It was produced by Melody Baudette, Sam Gail Rosen, and me, Jane Lindholm, and the Vermont Edition crew, Rick Singeri, Matthew Smith, and Olivia White. Our theme music is by Luke Reynolds. Again, I'm Jane Lindholm. Thank you so much for being with us today, and stay curious.